Okay, so a little meditation, a little bringing the energy in. Let's begin by just gently closing your eyes, taking a nice full breath in. And another one, and that releasing with yes. And again. Yes. And gently place your hand on your heart and feel that breath and that yes inside. Each breath bringing you more into the center of your own heart space, the space of love that you are. A space of love that you feel here in the arms of your family, in the hearts of your family, and in the old soul energy of this land and of our time together. Just breathe into your own gratitude for that, for the discoveries you've made here, for the people who you've had chance to spend time with again in this life, for the ripples of the past that have touched you. For the gifts that Gaia has given us on this wonderful tour, the remembrance, the support, the connection, and the wisdom, Gaia wisdom, earth wisdom, human wisdom, physical wisdom, celestial wisdom, star wisdom, and the greatest love from our Pleiadian parents, and the guidance and the honoring through all of this that comes to us from Kryon.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. For those who have just come upon this channel, it is the last in a series. I'm in front of a group of old souls who have sampled the energy of many places in this Scotland and England. And they will continue, so many. And there's more to come. But in this, there's always a reflection of yourself, dear human. So for those who were not on the journey, you can listen. For those who were, I want you to feel. Channel after channel, we've given you information about who you really are. Sometimes it falls upon deaf ears because you're not ready to hear it, or you deny that it actually is what it is, or you're sufficient in yourself to the point where you don't think you need it. Give it some time, and you will find that you'll need it. The human condition creates situations that sometimes are dramatic with others, and sometimes are dramatic with institutions, sometimes are dramatic within your own body. But at some point in time, no matter how young or old you are, you will ponder a greater truth. And this greater truth that I have come to give you is simple, is beautiful, and it's not new. It's a return to the ancients' belief that you are part of the creative source of God, and that there is a oneness with all things, not just things which are alive, but with all things that have been created on this planet. You have yet to discover what true multidimensionality is. You hover on the brink of the discovery of what it's like to get out of a superlinear state that you are. But eventually, you start to relax and move forward and feel things that you're allowed to feel. I was in South America some years ago, channeling to a group of people. And I said something for one of them who I knew needed to hear it. And what I said is this: all mountain climbers believe in God. He needed to hear it. It was part of his realization that it was okay to listen to Kryon, because he was a mountain climber. And it's true, because these are the ones who climb not just to climb, but to get to a summit or a partial summit, to look out upon that which they see and say, I am part of this. This feels good because it's me and it's the earth. And it is a multidimensionality that is only possible with a climber. Others have other ways of connecting with spirit. And then there is the intellectual. The intellectual is needed. These are the ones who will study the philosophies, become the teachers. Many become the ones who are proficient with words, the poets all. But the wise intellectual will know the limits of intellectuality. In other words, there are some things that should not be analyzed because they can't be. And if you attempt to, it will be a circle that never ends, ending in eventual frustration because there will be no solution as you try to analyze the love of God or analyze love itself. You cannot. And so there is a place for the intellectual. The wise one will know when not to intellectualize and when it's okay. The biggest thing that you cannot figure out, that is so simple, that I bring, is this: the creation of the universe was something you were part of. You were there. Because your soul is connected to God. And God always was and always will be. And this is temporary, this thing called humanity. And in this temporary state, you're invited to feel the oneness of being part of the Creator. The planet starts to awaken into a place it's never been. And the intellectuals will go wild with trying to figure out why it has changed the way it has. System workers will try to figure out why the systems are not working anymore. Those who are invested in organized religion will start wondering why the populace is doing what it's doing when it never did before. There will be questions in politics, in science, in biology especially, that start to be asked yet again where they were never asked before, because the energy will push it forward and it won't be new. This, dear ones, this shift is a return to original thought of the few who pondered the skies and said, "Are we alone?" Who pondered the universe and said, "I'm part of it." Who built their lives around the interest in Gaia and understood it as a partner in life. It's not new. Therefore, it is the old soul who has that feeling of wonderment when you walk upon that which was created by the ancestors. I want to give you an example of something. I'm going to call it becoming multidimensional in love. Most of you in this room and listening to this, most of you, had a nice childhood. And I mean childhood. I mean before you were 8. A time when there were no worries at all. Not for you, not really. No matter what happened in your life, mom was there, dad was there, someone was there to pick you up and dust you off and help you. You didn't worry at all about where your meals were coming from or whether there was going to be electricity. Far from your mind. But the biggest thing you had was this love. The knowledge that no matter what happened, no matter what happened, it'd be all right. Because mom or dad or someone was there to take care of you. And at some level, the child knows they need taking care of. At some level, you need to know that and work with that and expect it and count on it. And in those few times, perhaps when it didn't happen, there was shock that it wasn't there. Now I want you to take that feeling, dear ones, and pull it from that which each of you has at some level in some lifetime, where you're completely and totally cared for by somebody who knows more than you do. And I want you to pull it into your life right now in such a way that it's real. Let's call it what it truly is. It is a multidimensional energy called the love of God. And it exists for you today in the same way it existed in the past when you were a child. You may not understand how it works because it's not a physical thing like it was in the past. You don't have a parent to stand there and help. But you really do. Your higher self and your connection to the other side is real. Very real. And if you suspend yourself from it and worry about what's going to happen next, it still is there. With free choice, you have disconnected from it. Almost like a child that decides to disconnect when they're 6. From their mother or their father and go on their own and realize quickly they're in trouble. Why would you ever disconnect from the source, dear ones? And the answer is it's cultural, it's habit, it's linear. You're taught that being an adult at whatever age means you're responsible for all you do and what you create. But nobody asks you to be responsible to the love of God. And that responsibleness goes like this. I know I'm cared for. Even though there may be problems in my life, they will be solved. I don't know when, Even though there may be health issues in my body, they will be healed because I have something. I'm a piece of the creation of the planet. And as I expect benevolent change in my life, I grasp a hold of that Mother, Father, God who takes care of me, who knows my name. Sometimes I will kneel and say, thank you. I'll be picked up and said, you don't have to kneel. You're just like me. Sometimes I will weep until I feel the wonderful, loving arms of Spirit grasping and saying, why are you crying when you have me? And then the human will stand up and say, I forgot. I will move forward with the knowledge that I am part of the whole. And when I take my last breath, I'll go home. And then I'll come back. Because humanity needs my light and my wisdom. Humanity needs to see me, trust. And that feeling that is real, called the Creator. This is a practical message to enhance the lives of all who would listen and all would believe that this is possible. It happens in many layers, dear ones, for each of you is unique. And you will awaken as fast or as slow as you can or desire to this grand truth. But old soul, you need to awaken to it. You need to be open to it. That's the way light will be then scattered in this planet, from country to country, household to household, human to human, one heart at a time. That's the multidimensionality of love. Real. May this group start to feel it more than when they came. May they go home at some time from this adventure and carry with it everything that I spoke of, and not simply leave it here because this was a vacation. Let your life be a vacation in peace and love, in solution, healing, because you are part of all things that are. Ponder these things, O wise one. And so it is.